Welcoming to the Ray Carr Show is Karen Cubico, a psychic intuitive Reiki master. She works in past life regression, hypnotherapist, and a certified hypnotist, author, and instructor. And there's so much more to Karen. We'll get into all of that in just a minute. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ray. I appreciate you having me on today.
Truly an honor. And I guess when you mention past life regression, I have to say to our audience that you've given me a past life regression, and I didn't really know what it was until I actually went through the process. What got you interested in that?
It's a great question, Ray. I had visited with a psychic a long time ago after I saw a ghostly being holding my infant child in my bedroom, and I didn't know what to do with that information. And I went to the psychic and found out that this was my grandfather, and he mentioned that my little baby that was being held at the time, they're an adult human now, but at the time, he's like, she has a really strong third eye. If you don't help her, it's going to be tough for her. And so I left that reading thinking, I don't even know what a third eye is. And so over a few years' time, I started looking into anything that had to do with psychic stuff, what a third eye is, intuitive information. And I came across the book, Children's Past Lives, and I'm like, children's stuff, things I don't understand, that's metaphysical topics. And I, once I read that book, I couldn't put it down. And I stayed up till 2 a.m. reading that, and I took any author she mentioned in that book and started reading it. And then I was all in at that point.
And you felt things were coming your way when you started to participate in this, things would come to you with more information, more enlightenment.
For sure. I mean, I started just by remembering just little tidbits of past lifetimes, but then eventually it turned into a space where I was remembering all the way to the end, going into the light, seeing the other side, chit-chatting with my spirit guides, talking to angels, and then I started seeing stuff for other people too, like their past over loved ones and all kinds of interesting things.
Yeah.
And that just really led me down a big rabbit hole, Ray.
Huh. Yeah, and that could be, I guess, scary, but it could also be like you open up and you realize that there's so much more to life than I ever even imagined. And you could see things to yourself and people, and you're able to share that mm-hmm. with them. I mean, that has to be incredibly rewarding.
For sure. I mean, it's inspiring. When I get somebody to have an experience, I get that opportunity, really, to enjoy that with them and to guide them through that. It's kind of like an honor, truly, because that's part of their entire soul's experience, that one past life or a few past lifetimes that they might experience. And if I can get them to get to the light, to see that vision, to experience chatting with a spirit guide, like you got that opportunity, Ray. I mean, it's something that you can't ever forget.
No, it is not. I have to say that going in the, you know, taking the path as I did and not knowing anything really about it, you get to realize that you step out of yourself a little bit and you realize that there's things that you've done in other realms, other lifetimes. And mm-hmm. I don't think you even realize that. And it's, I guess, scary, but it's also kind of like intriguing too. I go, what makes me me? And I think people will understand why they do things perhaps and why they shouldn't do certain things. And I think mm-hmm. you're able to bring a lot of that to people. But do you realize, do you ever run into people that are very scared of this and are really hesitant to allow you to do it?
Well, they usually don't come to me, Ray. But I definitely have given readings to people who were not interested in any of their past lifetimes.
Oh.
They just didn't want to know anything. They just wanted me to talk to someone who's passed or an angel or a spirit guide, and that's it. And maybe due to religious beliefs, or they just were afraid to find out something. Some people have mentioned to me they don't want to know anything bad about themselves. Well, you've been so good in some things. I mean, even you were a very hard worker in that past life that you remembered, right? I mean, that's something to be proud of. And, you know, it was, I mean, that's just an example of something that someone can come up with and remember. But I mean, generally it's inspiring. It's not always trauma.
True. Very, very true. I mean, there are people that I think there are people right on the border there that go, I want to know about my past life, but I'm kind of afraid to ask. You know, I'm afraid that I'll find something that I may not want to hear.
True.
That kind of thing. And I think that's what they're afraid of.
Well, and it's funny because a lot of people are like, I don't really want to see what how I died. I don't want to do any trauma stuff. And it's your choice, right?
Yeah.
I've had people come and they just get snippets of happy, loving moments and really interesting lifetimes where they were amazing at their job, amazing at helping others, had a loving lifetime with another person. And, you know, that kind of stuff, right? I mean, that helps bring some type of hope into this current life, especially if you've had a bunch of trauma in this current lifetime, that you've had wonderful lifetimes and you can kind of channel that through into this current life so you can have that again.
When you are doing past life regression, have you ever had a client that it seems like you're going through a lot of cloudiness to try to actually get to the truth? Is there any psychic resistance from their part, not allowing you to get in there?
So are you talking about when I'm giving a past life or when I'm helping them remember a past life?
Right.
So sometimes, normally when that occurs, right, it's because, and I try to go over this with a lot of people, what's really super important when you're trying to remember a past lifetime is, number one, don't try, just allow whatever to come through, but to trust however you're receiving the information. You might see it like in your mind's eye, right? Like you're just seeing it like you would see one of your dreams.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's real fuzzy and it's not real clear. It's a really old memory. Sometimes you might not see anything. You might hear stuff. You might hear music or words. But most of the time, interestingly, people feel things. They feel like there's a horse and wagon of hay. They feel like there's a person nearby. They feel like they're wearing a dress. They don't see all that. They're not hearing anything. They just feel it. And that's still a very good way to remember stuff. And then the other way that people remember things during a past life or any memories, honestly, is they just get a knowing. Like, even if you now listening to this show, you have an old photo of yourself and you're dressed in a cute little outfit, you might get a knowing that your mom bought you the outfit, you were getting ready to go to a party, and you have a knowing of the lamp in the background of the photo you broke and you tried to glue together before your mom came home. All that's a knowing. And so when you're remembering a past lifetime, you might get the knowing of what year it is, what city, country, or continent you might be living in, that you're male or female. You get a knowing on your name, that kind of thing. Where's that coming from, right? It's still coming from with you. And it's all about the trust of whatever information is coming.
Mm-hmm. After we were done with the past life regression for myself, I was wondering, did you ever run into anybody that was on another planet?
I have.
Wow.
Interestingly, probably the 10th person I ever regressed after I did all the training and everything. It's interesting because she was wanting to know why she was always afraid something was going to happen to her family. And so when we went into the past life regression, just like usual, she started seeing that her skin was a different color, and she looked at her husband. She had a husband, a child, and it was because a moment was happening where they were some kind of explosion of some kind was going to occur. And that helped her heal her fear that something's going to happen to her family, right? But it was not here because she had like sort of a gray, purpley skin, and she just looked completely different. She wasn't human in a sense.
Wow.
So yeah, I was like, okay, we're going with this because you never want to interrupt what's coming through for somebody, right?
Right.
But it's pretty rare, honestly, when someone has actually come up with some information like that.
Yeah, and it's, you know, for people that don't believe in that there are other places of life, you know, I just kind of wonder if that was the case. Now, you're also involved in a lot of other things. You're a Reiki master. How does Reiki play into all the psychic intuitive stuff that you work with?
Oh, good question, Ray. So Reiki is energy healing. And so if you think about it, we're on the very smallest aspect of us, on any atom or molecule that's around us, it's a vibrational speck of energy. And so if you have emotional trauma that's stored within your energy, your physical body, it could cause you pain. It could cause something to happen, or you just have that anger or whatever stored inside of you. I don't know a better way to explain that. But whenever you think about everything as energy, emotion is energy, a Reiki is healing unconditional love energy that then is kind of channeled through me from source, truly, and is helping someone to release that trauma, to release that anger, and then replace it with pure unconditional love. And that's kind of how that works. It's no different than forgiveness, Ray, because when you're doing forgiveness, you're releasing that connection to that trauma, to that person or whatever, and replacing it with, yeah, I can see them in a different light.
Yeah, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
All right. Karen Kubico, our special guest, and she does so many wonderful things. Out of all the things that you deal with, the hypnotherapy and all the things like that, which is the most difficult to master?
To master?
I mean, are they all equally as difficult to achieve a level of success with, you know, to make sure you're able to accomplish what you want? Or is there one that just maybe takes a little bit more effort or, you know, hard work and, you know, to get up to that speed?
Are you asking me as though someone listening would be interested in trying out how to do this type of work?
Yes.
Or, okay. So, gosh, that's a great question, right? So if you go on with the understanding that we're all helpers and healers on a deep level in some kind of way, so every time that you give someone comfort, you're touching them, giving them a hug, talking to them, you're giving them your energy, okay? And so I guess out of all of it, Reiki would probably be the easiest, in a sense, to learn. There are people who are trained to do that, including myself, to help others to learn that type of thing. But it's definitely easier to learn. When I started delving into past life regression, it's almost like you have to really understand how to help somebody feel relaxed, even by your voice. You know, and really kind of get, you have to be kind of a detective, honestly, Ray, because like, even when you were working with me, when we were first talking, you're like, the first thing you saw, you're wearing brown boots, and then I'm asking you these questions. I'm being prompted to ask you these questions. So is it during the day or at night? And then you said you're outside standing, it must be midday. And then we talked about that. Those kinds of things, you know, if you're just trying to help somebody remember a past life, may not just easily come up. And asking the right kind of questions is kind of like you're the investigative reporter or a detective of some kind, where you're trying to really kind of ask the right questions to help that person go even deeper and relax even more, to just trust the information that you're getting,
right?
Because then pretty soon that you were remembering you were living on a farm, it kind of looked like Little House in the Prairie vibe, and then you got the knowing you were in Arizona, all that kind of stuff. And so I think it took a lot of practice, I have to say, to really trust that. And honestly, by remembering my own past lifetimes, it helped me understand what somebody else might be experiencing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's intriguing. It's definitely a learning curve, for sure.
Hmm. Karen, have you ever, I was thinking about this as well after we were done, did you ever see something in somebody's past life that was really scary and you didn't want to tell them?
Yes.
It was something that was so like, oh my God, you know, I don't want to bring this up, but I see it.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's definitely, for example, if there is someone who I'm actually on their behalf, giving them a reading. They're not experiencing the past life, and I'm providing the information. I'll get deep, really vivid visions of their past life. So, like, for example, if I'm, like, the one time I was tuning into someone, they wanted to know why they had a block on their own personal intuitive abilities. And in a past lifetime, they were actually killed for it. But I just said, well, you were killed for it, and they were pretty cruel to you, that type of thing. But I didn't go into detail, because what they were really showing me was that they were, like, they were torturing the heck out of them, and it was horrible. Yeah, I don't want to say all that. It was awful, because, like, why would I bring that trauma forward again in this current lifetime, right?
Well, you wouldn't.
They don't need to. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make sense, right?
No, but you could say, yeah, you could say it in such a way where it isn't quite as egregious.
Exactly. So it won't trigger them to get worked up. Oh my gosh, I went through that terrible trauma. But so either way, no matter if someone has a trauma or any kind of bad emotional or traumatic thing happened, it's always about that forgiveness, right, Ray?
Well, I mean, it comes back,
because, right, yeah, every time, 100%.
Yeah, definitely comes back to that. Now, all the things that you continue doing, is there anything yet that you're moving towards finishing, or is another level of this understanding that you're still working towards?
I'm always trying to learn, Ray. That's true. And I am in the midst of writing a few more books, one of which is about how to help people who are thinking about wanting to bring a child into this earth experience too, how to help themselves to do all the healing work and to keep them, they themselves, open and aware that their child comes into this earth experience fully aware that they're connected to the other side, can see the other side, have a lot of intuitive abilities, more than we even realize, and how to help that child, because they've done all the healing, that child can then stay open and aware of their intuitive abilities, rather than going through the exercise of having to relearn it again as an adult when you get inspired to do so. So I'm excited about that book, actually.
Yeah. Karen, share some of your books and where you'd like people to get them.
Oh, thanks, Ray. I have on Amazon, and I feel like they're available on other avenues as well, but I published them through Amazon. I have two books and a workbook out right now. The first book is called Life is Just Another Class, One Soul's Journey Through Past Life Regression. And really, it's kind of my first entry into past life regression. I was inspired to just go ahead and put my one soul's literal journey. And so I couldn't find another book that was like that. And so I have 16 of my own past lifetimes, what happened when I was experiencing it, and walking through the light, what happened next, meeting my spirit guides, talking to angels. I mean, it was kind of wonderful experience. Helped me connect with all that I'm doing right now, honestly. The second book that I wrote, Making True Love, is not about in the bedroom, but it's actually about loving yourself. It's healing relationship patterns through past life regression. I noticed that in doing readings and past life regressions for all these folks that come to me, there was like consistent patterns. Like if you had a closed heart, for example, you might have had a past life where you just were so incredibly in love with someone, a child, a lover, whoever, and they passed away on you, or something traumatic happened to them, and you swore you would never open your heart again to that experience or that kind of emotion, because it just was so painful to open your heart to love again. So in this current lifetime, you have a hard time finding someone to connect with or whatever. And, you know, there's lots of other patterns that seem to be consistent with things that happen in your current life that might hold you back from loving yourself, from having a truly loving relationship. So Making True Love has a lot of tools and techniques to help you in that kind of way. And then the final thing that I have published is 10 Signs That You've Lived a Past Life. It's kind of an inner exploration workbook where, like, if you feel like, I'm not sure if I want to try past life regression, maybe I have had signs that I've had a past life in my current life. And so some of the things could be that you've had a dream living in a historical time. Maybe you found someone or came across a person that you met that you were like, man, I really just feel like I've known you forever. Yeah. And you've known them for 5 minutes, you know? So why is that?
Yeah, why is that? Very good. Yeah, I've noticed that before. I've met people like that.
Yeah, or you've met somebody and you're like, hard pass. I don't want anything to do with them. And there's no reason for it, you know? But it could have been from a past lifetime.
Interesting.
So, but they're all available on Amazon. So,
yeah, it opens so many doors in your mind, and you're thinking about all these things that you never really quite thought of before. And I think it's very good to keep an open mind to this, even if there are some people that are a little skeptical about things. But mm-hmm. What was the, before I let you go, Karen? What was the one thing that got you over? I mean, I'm sure when you first started to learn about this, you had to have some level of skepticism. What got you over that?
I guess because I was just grasping for a deeper connection to really have some kind of faith in general to God, source, however you want to refer to that. And when I literally had lost my faith in all religion for a moment. And when I started coming across all this kind of knowledge and understanding, I started to like, it kind of like opened a new light for me, or opened a book for me of, wow, I wonder if. And then the moment that I connected with an angel after going through the light, the first time I connected with them, I was like, wow, this is, there's so much more. I can't even explain. There's just so much more than we are as this human. And it really was profound connection. Mm. I mean, it was just, it's awe-inspiring, Ray, honestly.
Right. Well, that's what keeps you going. And that's what motivates you to be able to, find, you have a gift and you're able to help other people maybe to achieve where they want to go too. So, that's a very important thing to have. Not everybody's born with that.
No, I certainly wasn't. And Ray, I mean, hopefully you were inspired when you had your experience to learn more about your whole soul experience, not just this lifetime, right?
Well, yeah, it did, and absolutely. But it also opened up some more questions that I want to find out more things about, about me and, why I do certain things. Why do I like certain things? Why do I think the way I do? So there's always more questions to come up after you see some of the answers. You go, I wonder why did I do that when I was younger? Why did I go that path instead of this path? And then you're thinking about, there must have been a reason why. And then as you, my age now, I look back 30 years, maybe it was something in my past life, or who knows which one, that led me to go there.
True.
Why did I get married when I did? Why did this happen? So, this is such a fascinating topic that, for people to dismiss it is, I think, a big mistake. I think to keep an open mind and listen, I think listening is one of the things that people don't do enough of, where they can take in information and they can really think about it, because a lot of this makes a lot of sense once you let it sink in.
True. And for our listeners out there today, Ray, honestly, you can ask your whole, you have a whole team on the other side, spirit guides and angels. You have a huge team. Not even talking about your past ever loved ones, but ask them, can you show me one of my past lives tonight whenever I'm dreaming, and see what comes up for you?
Right. That's right. I have a guy named Mark that, I talk to. So, you introduced me to him. So that's, we have a lot of people around us, and it's almost like we have a blindfold on. We just can't see the guides around us, but they are there.
Absolutely, 100%. And then sometimes people think they're not listening, but actually they are. The more, it's a fun thing to think about. If you think about, you're the coach on a football team. I was given this analogy the other day, and I'm going to keep using it. Uh-huh. Imagine yourself as a coach on a football team, and your entire football team's just milling around doing nothing on the field, and then because they're just waiting for you to ask. We're in this free will experience here on this earth, and they cannot interfere in our life unless we ask them. They can try to inspire us, but they can't interfere. And so until you tell them to go practice throwing the ball, they're going to stand around and be like, I don't know what to do. They're not asking us to do anything. And so give them things to do. Say, hey, can you give me the best parking space? I mean, I seem silly, but it's just a simple thing you can ask for. You can ask them to show you a rainbow. You can ask them to help you in your career, whatever the case may be. But you've asked so they can help you, right? And don't let them just waste time on the football field, I guess, would be the analogy complete.
Well, and you're not a big football fan either, so that's an interesting analogy.
I know. Yeah. Well, the person I was giving a reading to the other day was, and I had no idea, and her spirit guides gave me that analogy. And I was like, that's a great analogy, and I keep using that.
It certainly works. Karen, thank you for your time. It's always always a pleasure speaking with you.
I so appreciate you, Ray. Thank you for keeping me on the show and allowing this time, allowing me to actually give you a past life regression so you can experience it for yourself and see what you think.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you. You're the best.
I appreciate you.